Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth, maybe a bone to pick of truth. And there's my co-host, if you can hear my co-host. My feline co-host also has an opinion. This is really about sports, and I gotta tell you, it's just this opinion that's going around where I'm like, there's a reason you guys are sports people, because you don't understand distinctions. You don't understand important distinctions. Make sure you stick to sports. And the distinction, the question is, okay, Tom Brady's a, whatever it is, 10 million, 40 million a year broadcaster, whatever ridiculous amount he is. But he's also an owner, and he gets to go into other stadiums when that is otherwise, no, you can't do that. Otherwise, not allowed. Not allowed. Needs to come in there and talk to the coaching staff. We got a guy on 610 Sports, that's a station out of Kansas City I listen to on occasion. And I never remember their names, but I tend to like their personalities. But this guy got it totally wrong. And worse, he just threw logical fallacy after logical fallacy in order to win the conversation. Because his co-host is like, well, I respectfully disagree. And he goes, I talked to somebody who has been a head coach in the league and actually is coaching in the league now. And I ask him, yeah, would you care if Brady was in your building? And he goes, no. And so then to continue to win the argument, he acts as though that was the full opinion of all of the various people in the NFL. When somebody else, a co-host said, well, I respectfully disagree. He's like, what do you mean? I have the opinion. The coaches don't care. Okay, A, the obvious one. You talk to one person with an off-the-cuff that probably didn't have a whole lot of skin in the game. Like, you know, probably not in the division, right? Probably not in the very division of the Raiders. Two, even if you did take a ballot, a vote among owners and coaches in the NFL, unless it was entirely anonymous, which you could do, but otherwise you would expect, they're not going to say anything necessarily. Maybe if it's anonymous, but it's going to go towards, if you're on a team and you have opinions about what the, some policy that happened, you're going to generally shut up about it if asked. And outside of the circle, right? You're going to, I don't want to say close ranks because that's not right, but just kind of, you know, have tight lips. So unless and until there's an anonymous poll, that's where you can consider whether or not that's really what they think. But what one person says in off-the-cuff passing without much thought to it is not a solid answer for the entirety. I know I'm being kind of obvious here, but that's how dumb sportscasters are. Because he kept sticking to it. Because someone goes, oh, if I agree, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's the owner and he's in. Anyway, you know, to me, what the distinction is, because one of the things he said, well, you know, they don't say a lot in those meetings. It's like, yeah, okay, but is it that the guy who said it's not a big deal, they don't say a lot in the meetings, thinking, well, it's not much damage because who's listening to it? It's not oftentimes it's not college, it's not football strategy experts listening to it. So giving some details does not give away much. You know, giving some little nuances did not give away much to someone who is not a football strategy expert. Now you're going to say, yeah, but sometimes there are. I mean, sometimes there are, you know, former coaches there. Yes, that's true. And they're experts. But guess what? They're former football coaches. They're not tied to a particular team by definition. A. B. They're not owners of teams. They don't have a skin in the game. They're not perfectionists. So, because now we're talking about an owner So there is an active allegiance to an opponent team. Now you're right back to why should any representative of the opposing team be allowed in the facilities? It's just funny to me how people can miss this type of logic. Now, the last little bit is this, as I'll just, I hinted at it, but I'll expand upon it. Okay, yeah, me, you, casual football fans, you know, even defensive guys, you know, maybe they don't catch a lot from questions that are asked. But how long do they get to stay in the facility? That much I don't know. But that's different than somebody who has an absolute breadth of knowledge. Just, you know, elite levels of knowledge about the topic generally and what they can pull from what seems like to others fairly superficial information. Think of it as like the football knowledge version of someone who can is a world-class poker player. You and I can't read that opposing player. We don't have that skill. We see a signal and it goes right past us. But for other people, that basically tells them how that what they need to do with their hand. Because they're that much better in the general subject matter of seeing and understanding the nuances. Like small little hints at verbiage for someone that much of an expert can mean, yeah, I know that doesn't mean a lot to them, but I know what this verbiage is translated across about, you know, four different, you know, high-level general categories of offenses. To me, this probably means such and such. And does he go back to the coach? And maybe just a general retired athlete might not go back to the coach that he has a stake in. But this is like an unprecedented level. The GOAT. Like the GOAT, who's an absolute perfectionist. The GOAT. And Patrick ain't catching him. The best Patrick can do is just get to the general argument where people can argue different factors. And nobody else is catching him. The closest Patrick could have come is to beat him head-to-head, to knock him down one, and Patrick would have been at four. Then you're talking he could do it. At this rate, good luck. Good luck. Just the cycles of success are just not long enough, and you need at least two cycles of success with a down period somewhere in there. Even if you're somewhat successful, kind of like the Patriots, they flame out the Patriots because in the playoffs because somebody could pressure him. And then they got their, you know, second wind. You have the GOAT, and any GOAT is going to be world-class competitive level. All right? World-class competitive level. World-class focus and strategy around in the knowledge field that he's an expert in. So you're telling me that he couldn't take shortcutted language and basically expand it out to, you know, two or three sentences for every phrase and pick up on those nuances as he asks, well, what are you thinking this week? Or how you think the year's been going? Or, you know, what did you do wrong? What do you think you can do better? And that's what these people don't understand. Yeah, you and me going there was like, wow, we met Sean Payton. He says the Broncos are going to work on their defense better because they weren't as good. But, bro, that's not what Tom Brady hears. Tom Brady hears 3,000 implications about football in a 5-minute discussion, where we hear no implications, or we hear because we hear exactly what they said. They said they're gonna use the receivers more. Okay, you think that's what Tom Brady hears? And so why is it that if there's a general prohibition against anybody dealing who is with another team to be in the facilities, with the one exception that is tolerable, the one exception on the planet that's tolerable, that would be, oh yeah, the GOAT, who played until he was 43 or whatever, And his last Super Bowl was at 40 or older, his Super Bowl win. And he won convincingly. And first year at a new team. Yeah, that's the guy who should get to break the rules. The most competitive, most successful quarterback in the history of the sport. Yeah. Yeah, that's the one who should get to break the rules. So, do I have a bone to pick with Tom Brady? I used to, back when the Chiefs always got humiliated. Now that the Chiefs have had some success, you know, it's a lot easier to accept other greatness when your fandom has got to experience some greatness. And so that's where I stand with him. Like, you just got to say he's a GOAT. And I've always said that. I mean, Patrick Mahomes would have had to win that head-to-head. He just can't catch up. He has to do a lot more things statistically, which he's not even doing now, thanks to Andy Nagy, as I've said in other podcasts, thanks to Matt Reid, an awful offensive coordinator compared to Andy Bienemy, if you will. He's not going to have statistical success with Matt Nagy partnered with Andy Reid. And so he's got to win. And right now, it's a downhill slide. I do think they can get back into the playoffs this year. I haven't given up on them. They do, you know, improve throughout the year, and they are going to get, you know, important keys back partially into the season. So I'm not saying it's definitely a down year, but it's certainly not a peak year, right? And so it seems like the downward trend is at least still valid, although it's early, so you don't know. So as long as, you know, that's happening, I appreciate where it is, and I appreciate that Brady, for all of his limitations, is dat dude. And nobody else has an argument for dat dude unless and until they start winning Super Bowls. And the one guy who has been winning Super Bowls, well, he's going to need a lot more. So I don't have a grudge per se. However, it is ridiculous, and I probably consider it more in that he's a partial owner of the team in my division. And you can say, well, look, they lost anyway. Yeah, but that doesn't mean he didn't pick up on things. I mean, when the Patriots were cheating, and the football thing is another whole story. I mean, that was done so poorly, it should have been dropped the way it was dropped. I mean, you measure them over a course of 25 minutes, partially outside in the cold, and partially as they were inflating inside, as they were getting hotter inside. I mean, come on, man. That was just a ridiculous investigation that doesn't really hold water. And in many ways, in my opinion, probably doesn't matter a whole lot. Nothing was proven. But we know, you know, about the other cheating. And so there's truth in it. So I don't have a grudge per se, but on the other hand, he's a owner of a team in the division, and he gets access that nobody else gets access to. Like nobody involved with the team, let alone a divisional rival team, gets that access. Now I go to the team, I know the team can just be like, well, we're going to be especially vanilla when Tom talks. So there is that. But just the exception is like, you know, just an example of, you know, lawlessness and favoritism for the elite, not to get too dramatic. But I'm entirely against it because it's the principle of the matter. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. Feel free to say, you know what you're talking about. You ain't going to get shit. Those Raiders are going to be just as bad as ever, and I'm going to relish it because Tom Brady's going to get frustrated. He's going to want to unretire, and then they'll still stink. You know, I don't know any of that. I just say he shouldn't get special treatment versus the entire history of the NFL, including the present state of the NFL. It's pretty ridiculous. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. Go ahead and when you're brave, go listen to the more serious topics on the Scales of Truth, where Tyson gets into it. And again, pardon my feline co-host. He's been fed. He's just being vocal. Just how he be. That's how we be. Thanks for listening, guys.